Welcome back to Farm Talk. He's Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is a Wednesday, and as we always do on Wednesday, we're bringing our friends from Lighthouse Commodities based out in the Bismarck area. And today, pinch hitting, but he's a good hitter. We like him. Andrew Cabas joined us. How are you doing today, Andrew? Usually you're on the move.
Well, yeah, some days. I'm sitting in the home office today, but, okay. You know, that's all right. Yeah, Dave's actually on the road today.
So, that's...
there you go.
Okay. But, what are we thinking these days? I thought I was in a dream there for a moment with soybeans back up over $10. Can I keep dreaming and we'll get over 11? Is that possible?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if you look at some technicals, you know, there's some charts that would say that isn't out of the realm of possibility here. I mean, obviously, with the reports Friday, that you know, definitely did change our, you know, the market's thoughts. Not overly dramatic, but definitely makes things look tighter than where we thought we were before the day started on Friday. You know, you wiped out enough corn and bean carryouts to, you know, some of this chatter about new crop acres increasing on corn and things like that. You know, now you got balance sheets that can absorb some of that. So I think that's good for this longer term. I think short term here, you still beans, you got to still take a little caution with big South American crops still looking down the barrel of that. And then, you know, new administration starting next week. We still have some wild cards there of, you know, who knows what may occur on that. But
right.
But
well, this is where you guys earn the money because, you know, one area, like for the soybeans, I've had a few people tell me now that we've gotten back to 10.5, it's hard to just sit on the soybeans because you're...
Yeah, I think for a guy that's undersold or hasn't been aggressive or has been sitting on beans in the bin here, I mean, there is nothing wrong with getting some sold here. I mean, as the old adage, gift horse, don't look it in the mouth type of thing.
Right.
I think I'd... Nothing wrong with turning some cash flow here and you know, keep moving some crop here. And, you know, I guess if the market keeps rallying, that gives us more opportunities for new crop and makes the math pencil a little easier to swallow expenses for the upcoming year if we got some higher prices yet to go. Okay. So,
Andrew, anything else sticking out to you today? There was a lot of, like, the markets are weird today, like a big day in the Dow. Oil is way up, you know, just different things.
It seemed like every 2 hours you were up, you were down, you were sideways. I mean, I think honestly a little bit of a reflection of the market trying to sort out what the next thing to trade on of interest, although doesn't have a lot of teeth. We did see some 45Z GREET modeling out from those guys. I don't know that it changes things, the climate smart farming practices and stuff. You know, I it'll be interesting to see what the next administration decides to do, both as it relates to the tax credits for the actual blending, as well as in incorporating some of these recommendations. But that was probably the other big thing. But yeah, you know, inflation and some of that stuff today also threw some outside markets around. So I think that impacted us as well on the commodity side.
You hit it on the head, and we're going to be talking to the American Coalition on Ethanol CEO here in just a couple of minutes just to see what we got today is something that we wanted. But we've been waiting for these rules and these things for like 2 years, and wouldn't it be just a real kick in the teeth all of a sudden the Trump administration doesn't follow? We finally get the final stuff, and then it changes?
Yeah, sure. I mean, not to get too deep in the political realm, but I do think it is interesting to... You know, this administration kind of punted, and now, you know, you don't really have any teeth on anything yet. We got some frameworks now. A lot of investment in the biofuels and blending sectors because of this. But it would be interesting, too, if we're promoting U.S. energy independence, it would seem like some common way, you know, some common ways to make that happen with some, you know, more biofuel blendings and stuff. But I'm sure, like the last 4 years, the next 4 years will be an adventure and something new every day.
So. Andrew, real quick, we've got about 30 seconds here. How do folks get a hold of you guys for marketing needs?
Well, there's multiple ways. Certainly start our website, lighthousecommodities.com, or can give us a ring, 701-516-8025 there in Bismarck, and somebody can chat with you and see what you got going on and what we can be of assistance with.
And grains is what you guys do, a lot of it. So, Andrew,
a lot of grain.
Andrew, I'm also looking forward to your customer appreciation today. I'm short on time, but it's coming up next Wednesday. We're going to be broadcasting from the event, and hopefully we'll get a chance to meet you in person. Looking forward to it. So thanks for your time today.
Yep. Looking forward as well. Appreciate it. All right. You guys have a great day as well.
You too. Coming up to the bottom.